We'll release all the roster moves tomorrow, and I'll answer your questions tomorrow. So,
good practice.
I thought it was a very good practice. I mean, coming off a night game, this is a Wednesday on the body clock of our players. We've been working the in-season schedule, so I thought our work was extensive, and I thought it was a very good practice.
You said after the game that your game plan was challenged by the lack of tight ends you had available, but I would imagine practice is kind of the same way, with only having a couple tight ends available to you.
Well, I think it was evident today with Nick Soto and Latimer both playing. Vic Soto and Latimer both playing tight end. That tells you where we are as far as the tight end position. I know Tom and Ryan both are getting better. If I had to put them in a status category, I would say they're day to day.
Does it affect what you can do in practice because you only have two guys who are actually, with the number one?
Well, we worked cards today, so we were working a lot of just concept work. Things we've been wanting to work on all camp. Tomorrow we'll focus more on the Kansas City game plan. So with that, it would be no different than any other game. You play to your personnel by game plan.
With regard to the last preseason game, is it too much of a stretch to say that a guy could win a roster spot with his performance in that game? Or do you have a pretty good idea already of how your roster is going to shake down?
Well, no, this is an important game for a number of individuals. So there'll be a lot to come out of this, and I just know this as far as setting the schedule and spending time with the personnel department, just how we're handling Friday afterwards to make sure the game's evaluated by everybody, and then we'll make our decisions from there. So yes, this is an important game.
Like, do you have a better feel for that number two corner spot and that safety spot in your sub packages after Thursday's game?
Don't really look at it that way. That's not as cut and dry the way I approach it and the way we approach it. But, yes, I mean, I thought the defense as a whole, everybody took a step forward. I mean, I don't think there's really anybody that come out of it. I'm going through the grade sheets in my mind right now. I mean, that was a very impressive performance for our defense. The grades were as high as I can recall as far as a win versus the loss per each player on our team, even specifically in the secondary. So I think everybody made a step forward.
So those competitions will go all the way up until you start?
Secondary is still where we are. I stand by what I said last week. So there will be decisions that will be made in the secondary off of this Kansas City game.
Mike, what does McMillan give you?
Well, for a young guy, I mean, the thing you have to be impressed with is his flexibility. I mean, I don't know how many times I know in my career where you have a safety come in and also has the ability to go down and play, play inside, on the dime or even the nickel. He gives you flexibility, which when you're making a 53-man roster is an important attribute to bring to the table, because it's one thing to make a football team, but as we all know, it's another thing to be up on Sundays on the 46 man. So I would say his flexibility is definitely a huge asset.
Mike, what kind of improvement have you seen out of a guy like Desmond Moses at a position where there's some depth in two talent?
Well, I felt really from day one he was pretty natural at the outside linebacker position. I've seen him improve on the special teams, particularly things that he hasn't been asked to do. He's a raw young player that's getting better on special teams, and there's some things that just in the sub packages that he's had an opportunity to get some reps at that, I think he's growing. So, but I think we all are excited with his football ability. I mean, he's a tough physical football player, but he's still a very young raw player.
What kind of strides has Nick Perry made a month in now with the position?
Nick, I think, if you just went right through his performances in the games, I think it's a pretty good illustration where he is. I thought San Diego, he came out strong. Cleveland, he took a step back, and I thought he played very well against Cincinnati. So I'm seeing him more comfortable each and every week. he's taken a ton of reps. I mean, we've definitely maxed out the opportunity of trying to get him ready, and he's responded. So pleased with the progress that he's making, but excited about how much more he has in front of him.
I know you asked for a week about Sherrod, but is he getting close to being out there in the medical staff's opinion?
Medical staff?
Yeah, I don't know where that was.
Well, yeah, so he's getting closer. I mean, he's a little frustrated. You know, I had a chance to watch him the other day in the rehab. So, he's hitting the targets that he needs to hit down there. So, but as far as how close we are to get on the field, that's something that obviously will be heightened as this week goes on.
Like when you guys put out the depth chart and the press release each week, do you have input on that? I mean, do you tell those guys how you want it done?
Is there a league rule here you're trying to get me in trouble with a depth chart or what? Am I supposed to have input?
I don't know.
I'm aware of the depth chart, but I don't spend a whole lot of time on it, you know, because it's once again it's an 11-man depth chart. I don't have a depth chart in my office that has 11 people on it, on either side of the ball. So
the one we get has everybody on it. And
there's 11 positions.
Right.
That's what I'm referring to.
And it has. James Starks all the way down to the fourth spot. How do you feel about where he is in terms of the total?
Well, once again, I mean, the depth chart means nothing to me. It's something that it's a work in progress. James is injured right now, so that's probably reflecting on where he was going to play in the game in Cincinnati, which is he didn't play. So, he didn't go from one to four because of any other reason.
Two more. Jermichael hasn't played yet this preseason. Where do you feel like he's at? How important is this week for him getting on the pace?
Well, I thought today's practice is exactly what Jermichael needed and a number of people on our team. That it was hot in there. That was a taxing practice. I thought it was good practice, and he needs as much of that as he can possibly get between now and Kansas City because, he hadn't played. So he needs his – you know, as much as you can possibly get in the practice environment, because we all know that practice is important, but it's still not the game.